Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. People in the D-Live chat are talking about Free Talk Live merchandise, like hoodies and stuff like that. And of course, those are available. I have no idea, though, who is responsible for that. It's probably something I should be looking into now that it's occurred to me. So I would recommend at this exact moment to not shop on the Free Talk Live store until I figure out who's actually responsible for that. Because if it was Ian, then I'm not responsible for that.
That's
and
I'm very not good point.
Currently doing it, so. Mm-hmm. Adding that to the list of things to look into, that's probably a more urgent concern. I don't know how often the shop is actually used.
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Are they asking because I have this jacket? Because I just took it from Ian.
I was just going to ask you if you knew how often things were shipped or how they were shipped.
No, I have no idea.
I don't know who affiliated with the show would possibly be responsible for that. Ian's much
mystery.
Too busy to be shipping off merchandise and stuff.
Yes, that's what I would think.
I've never seen him.
Is it here?
I've never seen merchandise here either.
There is some merchandise here, but it's not like a central warehouse for shipping or anything like that. But somebody's definitely handling it.
I wonder if it goes just straight to the company who manufactures it, and then they just send it out as it gets ordered.
I don't know. I should probably get a Free Talk Live hoodie, though.
Maybe I'll order one and we'll be like, oh, I don't know what happened to it. Well, me neither.
That's not a bad way to see what's going on.
I'll order one when I get home.
Just order one and see what happens. Maybe I'll receive an email. Maybe I won't. Who knows?
Yeah.
But we're talking about millennials here and health concerns that they have, because apparently older millennials are coming down with chronic health conditions, and it's costing them a lot of money because the American health system is completely, totally FUBAR. Can't tell you what that means if you don't know what that means, but it's screwed up.
It says that declining health is only one piece of the puzzle. While older millennials are experiencing higher rates of chronic health conditions, it may not be strictly due to declining health. The implementation of the Affordable Care Act in 2010, also known as Obamacare, increased access to health care providers for many Americans.
But it didn't. It was just a boon to insurance companies. As we were talking about earlier, health insurance, just like car insurance and any other life insurance, whatever insurance you want, it's a matter of calculating risk versus reward.
Yes.
But if only sick people are getting health insurance, then they're not making any money. Just like if only bad drivers were getting car insurance companies wouldn't make any money. They have to have good drivers who aren't getting into accidents.
But they're
with
the
healthcare, with health care, there's no reason for a young, healthy person to get health care, so we chose not to. So in came the, quote, Affordable Care Act that said, hey, yeah, I know you don't need it, and you're probably correct in that assessment, but guess what? You have to get it anyway, because otherwise the health insurance companies, they just can't sustain themselves because it turns out it's not profitable.
And then they fined you if you didn't have it, like you had to pay a fine.
Yes. It gets taken out of your tax, and it made me so mad. Like, I had no idea that was going to happen. I answered truthfully on my taxes when you're like 2017, like I didn't have health insurance these 6 months. Oh, here's $200 off of your refund. Your refund. I was like, wow.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And thanks, it was all to subsidize health insurance companies who are running an unsustainable business model.
It was for my own good. They took my money.
If health insurance companies want the business of young, healthy people, then they should charge us significantly less. Look, you want to offer me health insurance for $20-$30 a month? Sure, I'll do that. But you start talking this $300 a month nonsense, you want me to subsidize the lifestyles of people who eat McDonald's every day? I'm not going to do it. And that's all that $300 a month is actually doing, is subsidizing the inherently risky lifestyles of others. No, thank you. I'm good.
I think that's a very good point. Back to the article, it says this was especially important for younger Americans who were given the option to stay on their parents' health insurance plans until they were 26. This helped more college students and recent grads afford to seek out medical care when they needed it. It is true that we have improved access to care, Benjamin says, but when you improve access to care, then you see more people and you identify more health problems.
But they didn't give us more access.
No, they just made us have insurance.
They just made it more expensive, yes. Previously, I could have just gone to a doctor if I was sick and paid them $100 or $150
or
whatever.
Their office visit, yes.
Yeah.
And then you had to go to, now, did you know that CVS, I think it is, they have like this program that if you come in there at a certain day, that your prescription, if you don't have insurance, is reduced.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and I only know that because I went in there one day and they were like, oh, it's like $300 and some, and I was like, oh, and I didn't have enough cash on me, and I was like, okay, I'll be back. So I went back the next day and they were like, it's $38.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, it was $300 yesterday. She said, no, but today we can do this. And it was like some kind of coupon that they scanned. And I was like, oh, thank you very much.
It's very strange. I don't have insurance, so I pay for my hormones out of pocket. But it's very strange that by default, they're like 3 to 4 times the amount that I pay for them. But they go on this website called GoodRx.com or something like that.
Yeah,
and they search
that.
It, and they enter some code, and it somehow magically makes it cheaper. Why isn't it just cheaper?
Exactly. Why do they have to have that special code?
Yeah, I don't understand any of this. It's nonsense. Who is subsidizing this then?
That's what I was going to ask. Who pays the difference?
Yeah, someone has to be, right?
Yep.
Otherwise, CVS would just charge me what they charge me.
Exactly.
It's so bizarre, and I don't understand the need for any of it, but it's overly complicated, and that's part of the reason that it's so freaking expensive.
While that does potentially increase disease rates, it can be a good thing, Benjamin says. Identifying health problems early leads to better long-term outcomes, including longer lifespans. For Brady Dixon, doctors were able to catch his type 2 diabetes early when he was 29. Doctors diagnosed Dixon, now 35, with diabetes after a routine health exam for work uncovered critically high blood sugars in 2015. Although doctors were able to catch his condition before any real complications arose, diabetes is one of the most expensive chronic diseases to treat in the U.S. today.
It's also one of the easiest to prevent.
Yes, yes.
Just eat right.
Don't put things in your mouth that you shouldn't eat. Don't drink things that you shouldn't drink. Sugar is in everything. A loaf of bread, a loaf of white bread, is just a loaf of sugar. And when you put it in your mouth, it just dissolves like sugar.
Oh. Of course, I consume a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of sugar in these monsters.
How many grams of sugar does that monster have?
It would take me a second to look through it to see it. It doesn't say right off the bat.
Well, this says that those diagnosed with diabetes have an average of
32 grams.
32 grams of sugar in one can. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a huge amount. I mean, that's...
Wow. And I drink like 3 of these a day, so I should probably cut back on those.
Maybe just look. Do they have sugar-free? But then they're going to have something else in them.
They do have sugar-free, but yeah.
They're going to have
something,
yeah.
They're going to have aspartame or something.
Exactly. So then you're better just to have the sugar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I should still cut back, though.
That would probably be a good idea.
It would help more if I just increased the amount of sleep I get.
I was getting ready to say, if you cut back, you can probably get more sleep.
Well,
aren't they energy
I
drinks?
Don't have the time for more sleep,
so you,
which is
you need
why
those.
I drink the Monsters, to have energy to supplement the sleep that I didn't get.
Do you drink coffee as well?
I do not drink coffee.
Okay, that's good.
You might be getting better sleep if you at least cut down on the Monsters, though, because they can like mess with your brain's ability to fall asleep and like stay asleep.
I have that's no issue favorite. Falling asleep or staying asleep once I decide to go to sleep. The issue is that's like 5 o'clock in the morning, and then it's Wednesday and I have to wake up at 8 o'clock so I can be at work and then come here and do the show and then go home and do some more work for Free Talk Live, and then it's 4 in the morning and I got to wake up and go to work the next day. So the issue is really just lack of time.
Yeah. Well, there's only 24 hours in a day. We can't make it any longer.
And that pisses me off.
The length of time doesn't bother me. What bothers me is just having to sleep. If I could just take some magic pill that made me feel fully rested and not have to sleep, that would be ideal.
We could do a test, Ari, and see how many monsters you can consume and how long you could actually stay awake and how long you could function properly. Properly, not just function, like get things done and be productive.
That sounds fun.
I know, right? I'll do it with you. I don't want to be the one. I'll get sleep. I have kids. I have to sleep.
Sure.
But I'll be the one monitoring. I'll be like, Ari, are you still awake? What are you doing?
We're going to have to babysit Aria because she'll go
crazy.
We can
have an Aria cam.
Well, you can definitely go crazy from lack of sleep, for sure. But I imagine I would collapse and fall asleep before that point. The reason Ian couldn't sleep was because there were foreign substances in his body that were preventing him from falling asleep.
Do we have a phone call?
We do, but we're out to break in a minute.
Okay.
And I've forgotten about it.
I'm going to go on with the article. It says those diagnosed with diabetes have an average of $16,750 in annual medical expenditures, $9,600 of which is attributed directly to diabetes. For Oklahoma-based Dixon, the major costs have been his medication and food. After the first drug prescribed to Dixon left him sick for hours, he switched to another that he tolerated better. A month's supply of the drug, Trulicity, cost an average of $985 a month without insurance.
Jesus. I wonder how much that costs with the GoodRx code.
It says according to GoodRx, you can get it for $48.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so he's just not using the GoodRx
code. Yep, it doesn't say that he did.
It's so strange. I don't understand what GoodRx is. Do you know?
You don't even
give us a call. 603-283-6160.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can join the discussion. We've got Dave from New Hampshire on the line. Sorry for putting you on hold for that length of time, Dave. What's on your mind tonight?
Not a war crime.
It is definitely not, but it was inconsiderate of me, and I apologize.
That's right.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, some good news out of New Hampshire. You know how one of the reasons the Free State Project picked New Hampshire is the best place for libertarians to migrate to. It was not just that it was near the top, you know, near or at the top, you know, when it came to freedom, but because it's near or at the top in almost everything else, right? It seems like it's always number two or number three in every ranking of what would be good in the state, right?
Yes.
So the latest, many hundreds of such reports over the years, it comes from Realtor.com, which has us rated as the number two best real estate market in the country.
I believe it. Some of the real estate that I looked at when I was in, I don't remember where I was, some part of New Hampshire, but houses were like $17,000, $25,000. And stuff that goes on the market here in Keene, it's pretty much immediately bought up. I mean, the house next to the studio here was for sale for a total of maybe 2 weeks before someone bought it.
Wait, so is it being $17,000 or $25,000 for a house good because it's cheaper?
I don't know. I mean, it may have been a rundown piece of crap. I don't know. I didn't look into it. I was just shocked by the low cost of being able to buy any house.
So low cost equals like a good market. Okay. That's cool.
Well, I don't know. I would think high cost would actually equal a good market. And that is actually one of the problems in New Hampshire is the cost of living is relatively high. So houses sell for more here. But I think what's happening is people are just fleeing the places in America that are becoming unsafe and they want to come to a safe place. So we've got all kinds of people kind of flooding into the state now.
Well, people are definitely leaving larger cities and stuff like that and moving to more rural states like New Hampshire because of the government's responses to COVID-19. So that's at least happening. And I can't say I blame these people, but I want to remind them not to bring their disastrous policies with them.
Right. It's no coincidence that we rise to the top on freedom rankings, but we rise to the top on all the other good rankings, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most of the others, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, New Hampshire isn't perfect, but it is a great place, and I, for one, love it here, and I want more libertarians to come here, but I want more people in general to come here, preferably those who lean toward the ideas of liberty and not those, you know, who want to put us in muzzles and all of that nonsense and lock down businesses and tell private businesses what they can and can't do. And that's the reason that a lot of people are coming to New Hampshire, is that it is freer than places like Massachusetts. You can at least buy menthol cigarettes here in New Hampshire.
For now.
Yeah, Vincent was complaining about New Hampshire recently, but he's, like, from here. And I was telling him, like, look, I just came from San Antonio where the last time I went to my favorite gay bar in San Antonio, they forced us to sit at tables, no karaoke, and there were police patrolling each room. Like, there was a police officer walking back and forth in each room. That's just, like, doesn't happen here.
How does that have more people in the room? How does that help reduce the spread of COVID?
It just was a police state. It was very scary and not a fun time. My favorite place ever until COVID.
Well, it's never good to have police patrolling an area. I mean, we don't need firefighters patrolling. Why in the world do we need police patrolling?
Nope.
We don't need paramedics out there patrolling for someone who needs CPR.
But it would be better if it was a paramedic than a police officer.
I would agree.
Yeah, they might be able to save someone's life instead of taking someone's life.
They'd probably spend a lot of money walking around before a disaster happened, just like police are wasting a lot of money.
Now, for me, I'm from Mississippi, and from what I've heard there, everything from my sister is that Mississippi actually, for the most part, stayed freer in regard to COVID-19 than New Hampshire did. And, I mean, that's unfortunate, but nowhere's perfect, and Mississippi has significant other drawbacks, like, you know, a crappy economy and a very high rate of people having syphilis and gonorrhea and teen pregnancy and all of that nonsense. New Hampshire doesn't really have those issues. So check out New Hampshire. Check out the Free State Project. It's this goal of getting liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire. Dave, I put you on hold, but I actually want to bring you back because your salt march is coming up. And I want to remind people about that.
Should I switch back into character?
Oh, if you would like.
I I have normally a rule against doing that, but since you requested it, I will pretend like I am Mr. Gandhi again, and I can tell you what has been going on. If you wish to know, what questions do you have, and more importantly, what requests do you have for what kinds of things should be done on this civil disobedience march across New Hampshire?
I would like clarification on exactly when and what time.
Leaving.
Yes.
May 9th, 3 p.m. All the details are at bitcoingandhi.net.
Okay.
And there will be updates posted there as well. But beginning near the Mighty Moose Mart, which was raided by the FBI so recently and inappropriately, we will rally there briefly. I have a very brief speech to give, and then it's intended to be off marching.
Well, I look forward to it. I will definitely be there on May the 9th to see you off. I mean, you'll be right next door to me, so obviously I will be there. Just pop out and say hello and wish you well on your journey.
Now, are you planning to walk for 24 days?
That is the plan.
Okay.
I have left some wiggle room for illness. I do not wish to continue marching creating a situation where I am getting sicker and sicker in marching just because I said I would. So
oh,
I
yeah.
didn't say I would if I became ill. But there have been some minor developments. I have received pledges of over 15 hundreds of dollars for advertising, which will be funded directly by the donors who will
nice.
Pay the newspapers and the... I'm sorry, I was supposed to be answering questions.
Where do you plan on sleeping during the march?
The Mahatma slept, and I should do as best I can as the Mahatma did. He slept outdoors every night
during
his 24-day march. So I will do the same as best I can. I do not intend to sleep indoors.
Wow, that's, like, much respect. I, for some reason, thought that Gandhi had been taken in by, like, nice people on his walk. So that's why I was like, I hope he doesn't expect to get taken in by, you know, 21st century Americans. But, wow.
Well, here in New Hampshire, he may very well be.
Hmm.
Like, if it starts raining or something like that, and a neighbor happens to see him, you know, pitching a tent, it's not impossible that someone be like, hey, why don't you crash on the couch?
Or at least come in the garage or the carport.
Yeah. People tend to be better than we want to give them credit for. If someone offered you a place to stay, would you take them up on it?
One must do as the Mahatma did if one wishes to reenact the Mahatma's endeavors, and the important thing will be the act of civil disobedience at the federal courthouse attempting to deliver my grievances about their raid on you in a piece of paper which is considered illegal for you to hand to federal officials on federal property.
Dave, I'm looking forward to this. I hope it turns out well. I hope you don't get a lot of rain during this journey, too. I don't think it rains a whole lot in New Hampshire, though. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal judge has struck down a national moratorium on evictions, saying that the CDC exceeded its authority when it extended the directive. In a 20-page ruling, Judge Dabney Friedrich said that the Public Health Service Act does not grant the CDC the legal authority to impose a nationwide moratorium. The order was scheduled to remain in place until June 30th. An attorney with the Justice Department's Civil Division says the department has already filed an appeal. And the Biden administration has announced its support for waiving intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccinations. In a statement, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said that the administration will participate in text-based negotiations at the World Trade Organization needed to make that happen. Tai added that the administration will work to expand vaccine manufacturing and distribution as the U.S. secures its supply of vaccine. This is USA Radio News. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney will face a no-confidence vote next week from her fellow Republicans, where she's expected to be removed from her position as chair of the House Republican Conference. She's drawn criticism from her own party members over her criticisms of former President Donald Trump casting doubts on the 2020 presidential election, as well as her vote to impeach him in January. Congressman Andy Biggs says an effort to remove Cheney in February failed because Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy wanted to try to work with her. But the Arizona Republican tells Fox News that effort is now over.
What changed more, though, is that she continued her tirade against President Trump and those who support President Trump. And she's doing it from a position as the conference chair. The problem with that is no one cares if she believes that and if she wants to do that if she's not the conference chair. So she wasn't representing the most, and now Kevin's had enough, and that changes it because McCarthy is now with us to remove her, and so there'll be enough votes to remove her next week.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And everywhere you turn, everything you do, the government wants some of your money. The number of times that taxes are paid on your money or your property is absolutely appalling. I was discussing this with a colleague years ago about how, you know, if he died and left his kids money, it would be taxed, I think, something like seven different times before they ever got any of it. And then they would spend it, and there would be sales taxes, and they'd have to claim it as income taxes. And it's just absolutely absurd how overly taxed we are. And most Americans aren't paying any attention to it because They get that stupid W-2, and they get that money back from the government. That's what I hate. You know, my sister does this. She's going to get like a $10,000 tax return this year. And she's like, yeah, I'm getting this money back. But you're not getting it back. You're just getting it.
Right.
And I'm fine with that. Sure, it'll collapse the system faster. But let's not pretend like you paid in 10 grand here. You didn't. You paid in like maybe $500, and the rest is just you being given it.
Yeah, it's like it's money that they're creating out of air, and they don't. And like, it's going to deflate the system. It's going to go down faster.
And I heard something so funny about that recently that I never considered. So the thing about Dogecoin is that it's so ridiculous compared to BTC, Bitcoin, because there's such a huge amount of it in circulation that that's the whole joke. Like, it's such a ridiculous amount of like Dogecoins that can be mined, but it's still conservative compared to the U.S. dollar. And I never thought about that. It's like there's way less Dogecoin in circulation and never will be more than there are U.S. dollars. So I don't know. I just thought that was pretty interesting.
I don't know how much Doge is in circulation or how much USD is in circulation. I do know that 20% of the total U.S. money supply was printed, created out of thin air in the last year, which for those who aren't knowledgeable means inflation rates of 20% last year. I don't know what people think that's going to do to the prices of groceries and gasoline and obviously Bitcoin and alternative currencies that aren't being inflated, but it's not going to do us any favors. And now they're talking about making a permanent stimulus check paid each month to Americans.
I saw that.
I wouldn't object to it if I was able to use that money to buy cryptocurrency, but I can't at the moment. That was the worst thing about all of this, you know. I've been looking forward to this $1,400 stimulus check. All right, more Bitcoin. Oh, I can't use it to buy Bitcoin. I could use it to buy gold, though, so there is still that.
Good, so you can still put some value to it.
Yeah, because the USD itself is only becoming less valuable.
Yep.
But evidently, no matter how much they're taxing us, it just isn't. They remind me of gods, you know, the Christian gods, all powerful creator of the universe, but always needs more money. So does the government.
A lot of money in the church and business.
Yep.
Yep. This from Business Insider. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says a shocking $7 trillion in taxes is going uncollected.
Well, what do they care? They're not. The U.S. government isn't funded by taxes in the first place.
Nope.
They're funded by inflation.
It's another thing that's just about control. It says, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said a shocking amount of taxes was going uncollected by the federal government and urged additional action to fetch this money from the wealthiest Americans. She says, it's really shocking and distressing to see estimates suggesting that the gap between what we're collecting in taxes on current tax and what we should be collecting if everybody were paying for taxes that are due, says that that amounts to over $7 trillion over a decade, Yellen said in an interview with The Atlantic, published on Tuesday. She added, we're trying to make meaningful steps to close that gap.
Well, if you tax the wealthy, then you liquidate the wealthy. You just transfer that money to the government, who has been proven to be financially irresponsible. I'm not a big fan of Bill Gates, but I got to say, he's better with money than the U.S. government. The same is true of Elon Musk.
Yellen's remarks emphasized the Biden administration's efforts to collect tax revenue from the wealthiest Americans and multinational companies to finance $4 trillion in spending programs to overhaul the economy. President Joe Biden is also increasingly saying he does not want his plan to swell the federal deficit. Well, how wouldn't it?
I don't know why they even pretend to care about the federal deficit.
It's so big, there's no way we're ever going to get rid of it.
Yeah, the national debt is like, what, $22 trillion right now? You can go to debtclock.com.
Do you have any idea what each of us are on the hook for, supposedly, like what we're supposed to owe per person?
The last time I calculated it, believe it or not, it was $66,666.66.
Oh, see, I thought
no,
it wasn't.
More. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was the last time I calculated it.
I'm kind of happy that the number is so low. I mean, I'm not happy.
I don't care.
It.
I don't
but
know
that's
it.
Every single American.
But right. But
like even the 2-year-old
you're born
up the street.
You're like, here's your $66,000 bill.
Yeah.
Can you pay it now?
And of course, that was, I lived in Mississippi then, so that would have been at least 3 years ago that I did this.
Well, so
and the debt has
more.
Increased significantly since then.
Well, they're trying to get even more money from you. It says, at the center of Biden's planned revenue raisers is a provision to increase funding for the IRS enforcement.
Oh, okay. So they want to tax people more so that they can pay for the enforcement of more tax laws?
The militarization of the IRS, I guess. He also wants to slap investors earning above $1 million with a hike in capital gains tax and raise the top marginal income tax rate from 39.6% to 37%.
I don't know what those words mean. Yeah. They want to tax rich people is what I got out of
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
And I don't particularly care if they want to tax rich people. I mean, they can try, but the kind of people they're talking about also have, you know, attorneys.
That's what I was going to say. They have ways to get out of paying those taxes.
Yeah, and they're very good at it.
Yep, that's what they pay their attorneys for. That's their job, and their accountants.
I don't see any way. I mean, you can tell them what they owe all they want, but they're going to have an attorney say, oh, no, they don't actually owe that amount because that money is X, Y, or Z or whatever.
And it was given to them as a loan or a gift or a grant.
I mean, the best thing the government can do here would be to encourage companies to come to the United States to operate here, to lower their taxes so that the companies themselves can boost the economy by hiring people, mm-hmm. by buying stuff.
They're not interested in boosting the economy, I don't think.
No, they're certainly not.
They're trying to break it.
What was the term they used? They wanted to restructure the economy? Yeah, I don't know about you, but that sounds kind of alarming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the Biden administration restructuring the economy. Not when they're talking about monthly stimulus checks to every American.
That is a straight-up restructuring. The IRS's official estimate is that there's a tax gap of $441 billion a year. But Charles Rettig, the agency's commissioner, recently told Congress that the number could be over $1 trillion. A recent study from IRS researchers and academics found that the top 1% of Americans failed to report about one quarter of their income to the IRS. If you're a top 1% earner in America and you didn't report one quarter of your income, that's a lot of money.
I don't understand why anyone who was that wealthy would still be in the United States.
That's not a very good question.
It's not a great place to be if you're super rich. It's not a great place to be in general, but especially not if you're super rich. They just want to tax the hell out of you. Of course, the European Union does as well, but there are places you could go that you wouldn't be subjected to U.S. tax law or European tax law.
The research found income underreporting was nearly twice as high for the top 0.1%, which could account for billions in uncollected taxes. I had always heard that they stopped going after rich people because it was too hard, so that's why they've been auditing more like middle-class people, like my sister, who was an Uber Eats driver last year, got audited.
Really?
Yeah.
What a waste of their time.
I think it's like more worth their time to go after a whole bunch of middle-class people who can't defend themselves than go after rich people.
Yeah.
It may be, but it's horrifically immoral to go after the people who you know can't defend yourself against it.
Yep.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening to this Wednesday night edition of She Talk Live, as it were. Going to continue next week, of course. It's fun, and people seem to be enjoying it. I'm certainly enjoying it. Hopefully, we won't have any more missed days, but I mean, we
you're
won't.
Human.
Yeah, but didn't know that was really an issue, but evidently it is, so it is what it is. Let's go to the phones, though. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah. I'm talking about guns. My cottontail bunny rabbit friend just showed up for dinner. He comes every night right at this time.
You have a rabbit friend?
Well, more than one, but two of them in particular. Every night at this time, right when I'm talking to you guys, they come up on the porch and they want nachos. So I give him some nachos.
Oh, my gosh. That's the most New Mexico story I've ever heard. That was really cute.
You feed them
Cinco de Mayo.
You feed them nachos?
Pardon? Oh, it is Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. It's corn. They like the corn chips. Okay. They like other things, too, but that's their favorite.
That's cool, because rabbits are so skittish.
And they're fast.
Yeah.
So what are you...
And I got the little... I got little Mexican ground squirrels that do the same thing. Only they come all the way in the house, and if you don't feed them, they'll crawl up your back.
Oh wow!
I have some groundhogs that live under my shed,
but they
won't come to me. They just sort of
hang
out.
They're cute.
They are really really cute. There's a whole family of them, or at least there was. I don't know.
I can't wait to start seeing the chipmunks again. Chipmunks up here, adorable.
If you start putting food out for the groundhogs, they'll probably start coming out for you.
I don't care that much.
That could be bad.
Yeah, they're okay. They're just chilling over there. They're not hurting me. I'm not hurting them. We're just peacefully coexisting.
Yep.
So anyway, Cinco de Mayo reminds me of guns. And because Cinco de Mayo, they had that's all about the Battle of Puebla between the Mexicans and the French. And the Mexicans had some guns, and so they were able to defeat the French that were trying to take their land. And that reminded me that American gun sales are at 1.5 to 2 million new guns every month. for the last year, basically.
Nice.
And so we're
go America.
We're like, yeah, that's pretty good to hear. The envy of the rest of the country. And the point is that you know, Obama was a good gun salesman, and Biden is turning out to be even better. You know, if you're talking about 24 million new guns every year on top of the, you know, 300, 400 million that are already here, there's no way that they can do to us what they want to do to us, which is what they've already done to countries in Europe and Australia and China and everywhere else around the world. We're basically the last one of any size that has so many guns that they can't possibly do to us what they've done elsewhere.
David, that's a terrifying thought, and I've never really thought about it. You are absolutely correct. The United States is pretty much the last major large country in the world where you can just have a gun.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. If the United States, if they succeed in taking guns from us here, they will have the whole world. There will be nothing stopping them because the U.S., the private citizen, the armed private citizen, is the only thing preventing the entire world from being taken over by these SOBs.
Well, they have largely already taken over the United States. I mean, the only thing is... Go ahead.
I was just saying, but not to the point where they can bend you over and put a bullet in the back of their head because they feel like it, like they have done elsewhere.
That's true. David, thank you so much for the call. That's something I'm going to have to give some thought to later because, I mean, China, obviously, major country, no gun ownership. I think the same is true of India as well. Most of Europe, Canada, certainly. Mexico, I don't know the status of. But Russia, I don't know.
I don't know
about the status of Russia. I can't imagine the average Russian citizen is just allowed to keep their arms, though. Scary thoughts. Let's keep going. We've got William calling. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I didn't catch any of that.
Okay, that's better?
Yeah.
All right. Haven't called in a while. First of all, thank you for taking up where things happen and you're handling things for the show with everything going on.
Thanks,
I wish Bonnie and Ian well, taking care of what's going on. I grew up with Ian, so I hope everything works out. Mm. I'd like to talk a little bit about that. But I will comment on something. I think it's interesting that there are smaller countries where the government raised the fact that guns protect.
You're breaking up a lot, and your volume has plummeted. Are you still with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What were you saying?
I'm sorry. I don't know where you dropped off, but
I mean, we pretty much got none of
Ian.
It.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a friend of Ian from the South. Knew him when he was growing up.
Sure.
Either way, I wanted to comment on taxes, but I will mention the gun situation. I think it's interesting that there are countries like, I believe, Norway, where they embrace that having guns is a good thing for the citizens of their country, and they pretty much teach you when you're becoming an adult. And
oh, it's Switzerland.
Gun and Switzerland, okay. And I think that's a different take on it because the government here, what they may or may not realize is there's no stopping the gun situation as it is. There's millions of guns in existence and nobody's going to give up their guns.
Well, so they say they're not going to give up their guns, but the American government hasn't had a very hard time getting Americans to agree to concessions on gun ownership. I mean, we're already at a point where we can't have automatic weapons or anything that would be useful to defend ourselves against the government. If things came to that, we're not allowed to have. So they've already disarmed us in any meaningful capacity. I mean, you're just not going to do much damage to an Abram tank with a 12-gauge shotgun or a 30-06 or a 9mm or a 38 Special or whatever.
Right, we can't have rocket launchers sitting in a gun closet in our house. So
we should be able to.
You're right. I mean, that would be awesome. Don't get me wrong; I'd probably buy one myself. But you're right. the guns that we can possess are not going to do much of anything. But they're still not going to go away. A tank can come and mow over somebody's house, but you're still, with the amount of small arms that are out there, you're not going to make it disappear. And the criminals are the ones that always have it.
Sure, but the government has no need to make them disappear if they're useless against the government. They're inconsequential at that point.
Right. The whole situation, the whole thing for them, it's about a false sense of security by saying, oh, we're going to take away all the guns and there'll be no more evil school shootings or whatever else they say. But that doesn't make it actually reality. Reality is people are going to do bad things whether they have a gun, a machete, or any weapon. Unhealthy people are going to make a mess of something, right? They're going to do crazy.
We've already seen this, but there was a kid at some college campus a few years ago who just took his car and drove into random people on the campus and ultimately got out with a knife or something like that.
I remember that.
He didn't have a gun, but he still found a way to turn his vehicle into a weapon. Are we going to ban vehicles next?
No, not at all. It's all a show, really. It's their way of pretending they care about us, and they don't, really. They care about money. It's all about money, so you have to look at what they're doing and figure out how they're profiting from it.
Yep.
Okay? So taking away your weapons, how do they profit from it?
Money and control.
And control is 100% it, because now the person, the police officer who pulls it over, even if it's because of some made-up reason, it doesn't matter. They overpower you 99.999%
of the time. William, we're losing you again, but the show's coming to an end shortly anyway. I mean, a police officer doesn't really have to overpower you because they'll just shoot you if you don't comply.
Mm-hmm.
And they've demonstrated that time and time again. I don't think being armed in a situation where a police officer is pointing a gun at you is going to help the situation at all. That's not to say you shouldn't be armed, but I don't think it's going to help.
Well, don't they say that if you have a gun pointed at you at close proximity, that the best thing is try to disarm the other person versus grabbing your gun?
Probably.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's like the safest rule you're supposed to do.
Reaching for your own gun probably wouldn't be a good idea, especially if that other person was a cop. You don't want to get into an armed shootout on the middle of the streets, man. It's just not worth it. We have to change the culture that allows them to do that sort of thing. You're not going to win that fight with the gun. Thanks for listening. This has been Free Talk Live.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.